Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Now, Farai, new research shows that a baby's brain is extremely active. And if you've ever spent 60 minutes trying to get 5 ounces of formula into a recalcitrant baby, this isn't news for you. You already know that babies are born with minds of their own. But 100 billion neurons? Turns out that contrary to previous thought, babies are not merely reflex machines. They're hyperactive learning engines, processing and growing at a rate that has huge implications for how we should be interacting with them. We're going to go now to science contributor Jonah Lehrer. He's going to break this down for us. Okay, Jonah, let's go back. How did we used to see the baby's brain?
Well, there was this traditional view that babies were lumps of need, that they were unconscious, that because they were lacking in all the talents that define the human mind, from language to the ability to pay rigorous, strict attention, that they really weren't humans, that they weren't complete humans. And so because they couldn't experience things like pain, that it really didn't matter how you dealt with them. And I think one of the most profound implications of this was that until the late 1970s, it wasn't uncommon to perform surgery and babies without anesthesia. So people would conduct, you know, gruesome surgeries and just give babies muscle paralytics. That because we assume babies couldn't experience pain, or at least they wouldn't remember it for more than just a few seconds, that we really didn't give them anesthesia.
Wow. So what do we know now that's new?
Well, I think one of the emerging views, and this is championed by a woman named Allison Gopnik, a professor of psychology at UC Berkeley, is that babies are actually more conscious than adults. That for so long we've seen babies as unconscious, basically, just these lumps who just want to eat and cry and sleep. And now we think babies are actually more conscious than us. And that this comes down to the particular ways babies pay attention. So one of my favorite metaphors for this concerns the idea of adults pay attention using a spotlight, which means we shine a very bright spotlight on a very narrow slice of reality. Babies, in contrast, use what's called the lantern mode of attention, which is that even though their attention may be less focused, less fixated, they actually pay more attention to a greater range of things.
Wow. So how does the baby brain differ physiologically from the adult brain?
Well, it's actually more stuffed full of neurons and neuronal connections. So the baby brain is actually better connected than the adult brain. One of the interesting side effects of maturity as you get older is that maturity is actually represented from the perspective of the brain as the pruning of cells. You actually eliminate cells, which makes
yeah,
your brain
I've
slept in
a few.
which although it makes your brain more efficient, it's easier for you to, you know, do things that you're used to doing, like driving down the street. It actually inhibits the kind of remote associations that define things like creativity and you know, learning.
Yeah, I have to go back to the image of operating on infants, on babies, without using any kind of anesthetic. How could we do that now that we know what we know?
It is a pretty horrifying idea, but I think it was very much grounded in our perspective in our view on the baby brain, that we saw the baby brain as so undeveloped, as so immature, that it really didn't matter what you did to it, that babies really couldn't experience pain. They weren't fully conscious yet. And so that's where the view came from. So I think this science does have big implications.
Well, in fact, let's talk about the interaction, you know, off the operating table even. How we think about interactions with babies and toddlers, how is that going to change given this new research?
I think it's important to give babies lots of stimulation. I think to realize that babies are more hyperconscious. So there's a great experiment done by research at the University of Michigan where they give people two decks of cards and they tell people, pay attention to the left deck of cards and ignore the right deck of cards, the deck of cards on the right. What you find is adults are very good at doing that, that if you quiz adults after the fact, that they're very good at remembering the deck of cards on the left and they have no memory of the deck of cards on the right. Little kids, it turns out, are actually much better at remembering the deck of cards on the right than adults, and that's simply because their lantern shines everywhere. They're more aware of things outside of this narrow spotlight of attention. So I think it's important to take that into account. Alison Gopnik, she's got this great metaphor where she says being a baby is like going to Paris for the first time every day, in that you're so hyper aware of everything going around you. It all seems so strange and new and intoxicating and exciting. You just want to take it all in. And that's what it's like to be a baby. So I think it's important to think about that when you're interacting with babies, realizing that babies, their eyes are going everywhere and they're really taking it all in. So give them lots of stimulation. Feed their brain.
When we say give them lots of stimulation, I don't think that necessarily approximates what most of us do, which is to lean over the stroller and go, oh my God, you're so cute. What do you mean?
Well, that's a great form of stimulation too. It's just give babies something to look at, give them something to learn, give them ideas to put inside their head and try to make sense of.
Now,
and so that conclude everything from, you know, the Mozart symphony playing in the background to something on the television to the sound of your voice to, you know, there's nothing more important for a baby than ordinary social interactions.
Well, and let's talk about our own brains. What implications does this research have for adult brains?
Well, I think there is some intriguing research suggesting that sometimes it's actually good to think like a baby. So, for instance, there are some brain scans of jazz musicians during moments of improv, and what they find is that jazz musicians, in a sense, think like a baby, that they actually inhibit. In order to come up with these spontaneous new melodies, they actually inhibit a part of the brain called the prefrontal cortex, which is very underdeveloped in the baby brain. And so this allows them to generate on the fly all sorts of new associations, new ideas, new songs, new melodies. And so at a certain point, it's actually very good to relax our attention, to use that lantern mode of attention just like a baby. There's a great Charles Baudelaire quote where he said, genius is nothing more or less than childhood rediscovered at will. And I think that's absolutely true when it comes to the brain.
Paris every day. Jonah Lehrer, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much. That was a lot of fun.
Jonah Lehrer, of course, is our science correspondent. His latest book is How We Decide.